Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. Yes, that's right, finally, the studio. And people are still texting me. Unbelievable. Anyway, so much to talk about. Well, finally, spring has sprung. Spring is really here. And then they're expecting like a really cold snap. And of course, it's tomorrow night. And I'm going to a show, and all I'm thinking is, I'm going to wear a skirt. I want to be all, you know, dressy. And it's going to be cold, another freaking cold day. Anyway, it has been absolutely gorgeous. I don't even mind thunderstorms as long as it's warm. So 2 nights ago, that thunderstorm, lightning, thunder, the whole works. I was awake and listening to it, watching it from, you know, I was in bed, but I was watching it through the windows and whatever. And I had to only close one window because of the way the wind was blowing. It was kind of a southeasterly wind and blowing into the bedroom, so it was getting the floor wet. I had to close that window. That did not make me happy, but as soon as it was over, I got up and I opened it up again, so not a big deal. But absolutely gorgeous out today. Although I have to say I'm still wearing, I'm wearing my spring-fall coat, which is just fleecy inside, and the Technicolor Dream Coat on the outside is kind of big. It doesn't do much but keep me comfy and warm. But I don't know, I like it. I think it's a cool-looking coat, but, you know, style-wise it's nice. It doesn't do much for the physique, I guess I would say. It's kind of like wearing a big, big old thing. Very funny. Yeah, that's the way that works. Anyway, so really beautiful out. Make sure you get outside for a little bit, even if you just put your face in the sun and stare off into the distance and soak up that fresh air, because, man, it smells good. I also have to wish a happy birthday to Meeks. Love you, baby. Happy, healthy. And I wish you all the best, all the happiness in the world. Anyway. So there you have it. It's also Earth Day, so happy Earth Day to everybody else. Anything else? Yeah, lots to talk about. So I have to tell you, I had a very, very full, fabulous weekend, and a couple of crazy. Saturday, I get up really early, and actually, I got up really, really early Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I was really good. I meditated all 3 days really early in the morning. And started my days off really, really well. So Saturday, I go and I teach my two classes, and the director, what's her position? Yeah, I guess she's the director of the school right now. Anyway, she had her sister help me out in my class, and I was like kind of concerned, like, you know, the whole thing about hiring your family over the people that already work there doesn't really fly well with me, because when you know that there are people that are working there, i.e. artists, and artists that are in need of, i.e. work, and you're bringing your family in that already have full-time jobs just to put them on the payroll and put more money in their pocket, you know, that's all well and good, but I understand family always comes first, and family comes first in a lot of different ways, but you can't bring in your family over the people that are already working there. I just think that's poor form. I'm sorry. You know, there are lots of extra things to do, and if there's extra hours, it should go to the people that work there first. They should have first refusal. Anyway, she's not practicing that type of, code, I guess you'd say. There's just, I don't know, it, you know, it is what it is. You know, there's just nothing good I can say here. It doesn't make me very happy. And being pushed and squeezed and manipulated does not please me. So I am standing my ground, though I feel it's very shaky under me. As far as that job goes, and I've been there for many, you know, well, a few years, and it's been on and off for many years, so how's that? Anyway, so I got this fabulous report from her. Oh, my God, my sister loves you. She thinks you're amazing. blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's just well and good. So what does that mean? Are you gonna throw me back a bone or what? I don't think so. So, yeah. So I go and I teach my two classes. I have her sister as my assistant. And she was good. She was very attentive. She's very sweet. All good and well. You know, I just, all right, we got it. So I leave and meeting a friend. And, you know, I have to tell you that there was a policeman that absolutely harassed me. And I wonder sometimes, is it that I'm a female and that they feel a power that they can harass people in general, especially women, and get away with it? Because maybe they can't harass women in real life that's outside of their job or jurisdiction because they're just not man enough, because you have to be really a burly man to be able to, you know, harass women. Isn't that the way that goes? I have to think about that, right? Well, I have to tell you, I had a very trying week before. And so here I am waiting for my friend, and I'm in the car. I am sitting in the car, okay? So it says no parking, but I'm standing. I'm in the car. The car is off, but I am in the car. So all he has to do is tell me, could you move? Could you go up that way? Could you just slide over? Whatever, whatever. I would have. But this man just kept harassing me, and it was intentional harassment. Like, I want to say, if I was a football fan, I'd say intentional grounding. So he tried to threaten me and scare me by trying to give me a ticket. So he's scanning my car, and he's being all kinds of aggressive. And it unnerved me a little bit, and I threw the car in reverse, and I hit the car behind me. Now, albeit I was standing, and I probably didn't hit that car more than 2 miles an hour, because all I did was I just stepped on the gas, and he was right there. So it wasn't like a big bang. It wasn't like, you know, the theory of everything, and it wasn't, you know, quantum physics here. It was just a little tap, really. And so now I jump out of the car because the guy unnerved me. He made my hands shake. I have to tell you, I've got three brothers. I wanted to punch his lights out. And I don't get aggressive. I'm not like that. And here's this guy telling me, well, now you have to get out and apologize to that driver because you are wrong. And I'm like, well, no shit, I'm wrong. I just hit a car. And he's standing still. And if I hit him, obviously I am in the wrong. So I get out of the car, and as I'm walking back to tell the guy could care less. I really just tapped him. What it did was it jolted me because the cop unnerved me. Well, anyway, so it gets a little messier. So he starts to tell me he's going to write me a ticket. And I grab his hands, and I said to him, please do not write me a ticket. And he says to me, you are touching me. And I'm like, oh, God, now it's just all going bad. He says, I am an officer of the court of the law. I can have you arrested. And all I'm thinking is like, oh, Jesus, God, I touched you. I touched you. I didn't push you. I didn't grab you. I just touched you. Please don't give me a ticket. Anyway, he did not give me a ticket, long story short. And all he did was unnerve me because he could. What a freaking nightmare that was. Dumbass. Anyway, but the rest of the day prior to that little incident of 5 minutes was really quite spectacular. I had a great morning. I had two excellent classes, and then I had a fabulous day, although it got really windy and cold. And even though it was too cold for my taste to be outside and trying to enjoy the warm weather, everybody on the planet was out on Saturday. Because I think it was really the first day of spring. It was like I couldn't take a smile off my face aside from the cop harassing me. Other than that, I was here in really great spirits. And, you know, so a really fabulous day, truly. Went to a gem show, didn't spend a ton of time there, walked around Freeport. It was really, really all in all good, good, good. And good company and, you know, fun. Okay, so Sunday, I get up really early. I meditate again. I get my day going really quite earlier than I wanted. And I went to see the Orchid show with a new friend and same friend. And I have to tell you, it was unbelievable. I mean, really, seriously, unreal. And the best word to describe it is really other than. You know, I've seen lots of orchids, and I have three brothers, and one of my brothers, all three of my brothers, and, well, okay, let's say the four of us, because I'm included here, we all have green thumbs. And I guess we get that from my mom, because she's got a green thumb. And she had orchids for a while. She doesn't now because she travels too much. But, you know, it's not that they need a lot of attention, but they do need water regularly. And if you're traveling a lot, it's kind of hard to take care of plants. So all three of my brothers have their gifts with building and, well, let's not go with green thumbs, okay? My oldest brother can build anything as well as I can. My other two brothers, not so handy. My youngest brother, forget about it. He's the first one to call for assistance. And I guess that's a good thing, too, because it keeps people in work, right? So if something breaks and my brother David will fix it, Daniel will attempt until he has to call, and John will just be like, pick up the phone and call. That's how that goes. But everybody has a green thumb. And they all have their green thumb in various different things. Like, my brother John's really good at outdoor plants. Like, he likes to grow different types of tall grass, and he's always picking out plants. And I don't know if he's actually the one out there digging it up and burying them, but, you know, because like I said, he'll call somebody. But he does have a green thumb, and there are certain things that he likes. My brother Dan is amazing. He and I, we're both lefties. We both have gifts when it comes to growing things. And Dan's more into, well, he does a lot of landscaping, but the plants in his house are gorgeous. I guess if I had a lot of property and land or a greenhouse, I would have, you know, plants that are out-of-door plants. So right now I have lots of indoor plants, only indoor plants. But Dan has a gift with orchids, getting to the point. And his orchids bloom, and they stay in bloom, and they constantly bloom for a much longer period than is seasonal. I have a few friends that are really into orchids, too, and it's the same, you know, you just they have a gift with it. Now, I have to tell you honestly, I am not so good with orchids. I don't know. I just don't. Maybe it's too warm in my apartment. I don't know. I don't have a window that gets the southern exposure. There's a handful of variables that just, I guess, don't dictate to that. Although I don't think that orchids are supposed to have direct light. Anyway, he is amazing with orchids, and they're always in bloom. Like, he feeds them, he takes care of them. But he has lots of other plants, because whenever I go over and we're chatting, we always talk about our plants first. Like, when he comes to visit me, he looks at all my plants and we discuss the plants. It's funny. I have to tell you, it's a lot better than the national pastime, which I hate. So my brother David, Dave's really good with animals, and I don't know what plants he's into, but I know that he's a builder. He does a lot of building. So he has a chicken coop, and he's got, you know, he's into falconry, and he's got his huge cages that he's built. And so he's more of a builder. I can build, and I'm into horticulture, but he went to school for horticulture. I just don't think that he's into growing stuff. I think that he's more into live stock and tailoring. I guess he puts plants around his house too, but I don't know. He's always so busy. I can't even imagine having time to plant. Funny thing about that, right? Easier with animals. His wife's a vet, so it kind of goes hand in hand. So going back to the orchid show, it was the variety. It was so much more diverse than I expected. And some of those flowers were just incredible. I mean, prehistoric looking. It was just, it's incredible. And it just goes on and on and on. And their indoor terrarium is just amazing. And the grounds are beautiful. I have to say, again, it got very windy towards the end of the day, and it got really chilly, but it was such a spectacular day that there I am thinking, I want to join. They have so many acres. I think that they said it was 230, I want to say 232, but I could be off by just a few. I might have gotten the numbers mixed up. It might be 252. Anyway, it was over 230 acres. I guess they have the most amount of space between all the botanical gardens in New York. And the spectacular thing is, and this is really amazing, when you're in the botanical gardens anywhere else, the Brooklyn or Queens, you look up and you still see the skyline. Well, here you are in the Bronx and you see nothing. You really feel like you're out of the city, like you really feel like you could be in the country. I always find that to be really fascinating. You know, one of the things that I always love about going to the Metropolitan Museum is going into the garden, into the back, and walking around the grounds and looking at sculpture and hanging out by Cleopatra's Needle. And then you look up and all you see are the skyline of the buildings, and it makes you feel very, I'm home, I'm in New York. And so there's something very different about it, being able to go somewhere and look up and there's nothing but sky. Put a big smile on my face. I have to tell you that just being in the Orchid Show, and albeit it was the last day and it was crowded, it was still amazing, you know. I think I had a grin on my face ear to ear the whole time. And you're walking through, you know, a greenhouse. It's a hothouse. And certain points it was, you know, warmer than others. Certain areas were more damp than others. And certain areas were more dry than others. And they try to control the climate for each type of orchid and plant that they are, you know, that they're showing. And it was really, really gorgeous. So everybody's question is, what do they do with the orchids at the end of the show? Because everybody seems to think that they toss them out. Well, they do not. What they do is they get rid of all the ones that have been touched. Because once you touch the petals of an orchid, I didn't know this myself, and I have to say I didn't touch anybody's petals. I didn't touch any petals. You kill the orchid. Whatever is in your fingers, the oils or the acids that are in your fingers, kill the leaves, the stems, the plant. Not stems, I'm sorry, the petals. I think that the stems are probably more hardy, but the flowers themselves are very delicate. You know, it's really funny because there are certain types of plants that when you water them, if you even get water on their leaves, they brown and they die. So you have to be very careful. I don't think that's the case with these orchids, but people were touching them and petting them and stroking them. And I find that very funny, but bizarre as it is, people are people. And I guess you do what you got to do. The closest that I got was to smell them, and I didn't touch anything with my face. And I have to say, I don't have allergies, but there were certain areas that really, really congested my head, and certain areas that absolutely cleared my head all up. So it's kind of funny. It was more out of doors than indoors, but I could really feel it in my sinuses and my nose. It was really funny. So anyway, so they throw away anything that has been touched by humans, and then they donate quite a bit of the orchids, and then corporations come in and they purchase. So I guess that's all good because it's recycling the funds, it's recycling the plants, and it keeps everything going. I guess that's the circle of the wheel. You're on the wheel, you know, you got to keep perpetuating it. So anyway, so after the Orchid Show, we went further into the heart of Bronx and into Bronxville and had a spectacular meal in a fantastic restaurant. I have to say that all in all, this is one of the best weekends I've had in a long time. Soup to nuts, aside from the cop. But again, he didn't arrest me and he didn't give me a ticket, so I guess that worked out well. He just harassed me because he could, because he was a man and I am a woman. Oh, my God. I have to tell you. Oh, that makes me so insane. Yes, calm down. Calm down now, if you just chill it out. Anyway, so Monday. Monday was a really busy day, actually. Monday was a rainy day. It was perfect. The weekend, this was like the perfect weekend. Let me tell you. If Now, for me personally, I make my own hours. I do my own thing, so it doesn't really matter to me what day of the week it is as far as weather goes. Okay. Having said that, I'm not talking about cold weather because I don't like cold weather and I definitely hibernate. What I'm talking about is that every day is Sunday and every night is Saturday night to me, basically, albeit the nights I teach and the days I teach. But for my friends, it's like to try to get together in the summertime with everybody. Now, a lot of my friends teach, so they're off for the whole summer. And actually, that's a fabulous thing because then again, every day is Sunday, every night is Saturday night. But the people that work regular 9-to-5 jobs and can only do stuff on weekends, it kind of sucks if it rains every single weekend. And we've had many summers in a row, actually. It rains on every weekend, which kind of sucks because then you can't do the things that you'd like to do, i.e. the beach, with your friends in warm weather. So this weekend was spectacular because it actually rained Monday and Tuesday, and it was spectacular on Saturday and Sunday. So that was the point of that. I was getting there slowly. Anyway, so now the next thing that's going to the Botanical Gardens is the Frida Kahlo show. I have to tell you, I'm a little curious what they're going to do because it's artwork, and although she had a gorgeous house and she had beautiful gardens, and lots of interesting and exotic pets, I'm curious what the Botanical Gardens are going to do for an art show. So of course I'll go. I'll work it out. And now, so here's the other thing. So I was telling my mom is so cute sometimes, and she said, when are they going to have a Lisa Zilker show at the Botanical Gardens? And I was thinking about it, and I started to say, what are they going to, and then I stopped, and I thought, wow, my trees would be perfect at the Botanical Gardens. So very aptly put, very apropos, I could show my trees. Yes, I could. I have lots of trees. And in fact, I remember when I first became friends with one of an artist friend of mine, one of the Johns that I know, and he liked my work. And he was asking how many of one particular series I had back then, and I think it's about 6 or 7 years ago now. And I had about 10. He said, you need at least 10. And I was looking through and you know, not for sales and stuff, just what I had in inventory. I had approximately 10. Well, I have many more than 10 now, and so I could definitely do a show at the Botanical Garden. There you have it. I don't paint traditional flowers. All the flowers that I paint and weld and build in glass are all in my head, and they're all spectacular, but they're very, very other than. So I wouldn't put it out there as the regular, usual, everyday kind of thing. That's how that goes. So, yeah, so that was it. So I had a really spectacular weekend, you know, albeit every which way. Beautiful weather, great food, good company, fabulous weather, and beautiful sights to behold. I guess to stop and smell the flowers. And, you know, the funny thing is that I always stop and smell the flowers. It's definitely one of those things that's up there on my list of make sure you do. It's like I always notice the moon, and I even hung my shades in my bedroom in a way that I always see the moon at night. I try to see the sunrise when I can, usually when I'm coming home, although that hasn't been for a while. I don't know, I change like everything. It's so funny. I'm still not a morning person, but I've definitely been home earlier than my usual. What is the usual? I don't know. I haven't had a usual in a while. I guess what I used to do for years and years and years and years, and now for the past, I don't know, 3 to 5, actually, it's longer than that. You know, you get into a relationship with somebody, and then they put you in a steady pattern, a holding pattern that's like, you become regimented into something. I guess that means I'm easily domesticated. I was married. I was very domestic. I never had an issue there. The thing, you know, I guess the only thing is that if I felt more comfortable in my studio, I guess I would stay there into the wee hours. I don't really stay here super, super late because even though I've been here for, I've never felt super comfortable walking around or being alone in this particular building late at night. I'm trying to think. I used to stay late every Friday, like really late. Like there were some Fridays I'd be here until, I say really late, I'd be here until 11. I don't ever stay past like 9, I don't think anymore. You know, it doesn't matter if I get here super early, but I never stay past 9. Unless people are coming and I'm having company or something's going on, I just don't. Or if I've been gone and I come back and people are coming back with me. I don't know, one of those things. But this particular studio, 6 years here, and that's my comfort level. It has always been that way. Now, I'm not saying that I haven't painted. I have. I've done quite a lot of paintings here, but it hasn't been... Wow, that's really interesting, Lisa. Huge light bulb flashing over my head right now. OMG. Wow. 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 Would you call that an epiphany? I think I've just had an epiphany. I have to tell you, while I was at the Gem Show, I found two new crystals that I'd never heard of before. They're called spirit crystals, and they're clear rock crystal. And what's happened is another formation of crystals, tiny little crystals, have grown around them in a spiral, circular climbing up the whole crystal. Really, really interesting. And so I now have two of these. And I have to say that I put one in the bedroom right next to me. And the other one is with my little crystal grid. And I have remembered my dreams every single night since I got it. And now all of a sudden I have just had a really major epiphany. I have to tell you, when the show is done, I have to write a lot. I have got some stuff to get out of my head. Anyway, so I found something new. And my mother was visiting last week. She was talking about the dream catcher that was over my bed. And she said, you know, you have to get that off the wall. You want the air to pass through it. And I thought, wow, my mother knows something about dream catchers. And I have lots of dream catchers, and most of them are hanging in such a way that the wind does pass through them. Wind, the air, wow, 90 seconds, that was so fast. The air, the breeze that goes through my bedroom. But this one is against the wall above my bed. I went to sleep the other night, actually, sorry, when she was over, was last week, I think it was Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday. Anyway, I moved it. And between the combination of moving that dream catcher ever so slightly forward, 60 seconds, moving it forward, putting my new spirit crystal next to me, and, you know, trying to think quietly about my day and everything that's going on in my mind the last few days, I have to say 4 nights in a row now I have remembered my dreams. Like, I can't tell you what they are in detail, but I can tell you that not only have I dreamt, I remember that I dreamt, and bits and pieces are very, very clear. And it's been months since I've remembered or been able to recall anything. Actually, probably longer than that. Here and there, there have been, like, moments where, and I don't think it's because I have slept so soundly. In fact, quite the contrary. I don't think I've slept. 10 seconds. I don't think that I've slept soundly at all. In fact, I think that I've been really unrested and really in a state of, well, there you have it. That's pretty much it. Oh my God. I have to tell you, thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of the Lisa Lisa Show. Signing off. Lots on my mind right now. happy birthday, Neeks. Love you, baby. Everybody enjoy Earth Day. And thank you, AK, for everything. And thank you so much for listening. All right.